Wetter noch? Close your eyes. Feel your body to be completely frozen. Now look inwards with your total consciousness, with a great urgency, as if this is going to be the last moment of your life. Deeper and deeper, and you will find the path. It is a small path. Getting out of the mind, getting out of the body, and reaching to the source, which is connected with the cosmos. Its only quality is witnessing. So just witness and be a Buddha. A great silence will start falling over you. And a deep desire, a deep longing to disappear into the cosmos will be felt for the first time. A great joy for no reason at all will fill your whole space. This moment is precious. Even for a moment to be a Buddha is a great blessing. If you know to be a Buddha even for a single moment, you know it. You can be a Buddha 24 hours round the clock. Just remember, being a Buddha means a witness. Great flowers will start showering on you of peace, of bliss, of ecstasy. To make it more clear, Nivedana, relax, but go on holding the witness. You are not the body. You are not the mind. You are the one who is seeing the body, seeing the mind. And as your witnessing deepens, your separation from others will disappear. The Buddha auditorium starts becoming a lake of consciousness with no ripples, no distinctions, just a pure dance of bliss and ecstasy. Rejoice in it and collect as much experience of witnessing the fragrance that is surrounding you, the ecstasy, gather all of them to bring back to the circumference. From the center to the circumference, you have to bring your Buddha slowly, slowly. It is a tremendous treasure. You can bring as much as you want. It is inexhaustible. At this moment, you are eternal. You are immortal. You are one with the cosmos. This evening has been a beautiful evening. On its own accord, but you have made it more golden. By your silence witnessing, by your joyfully relaxing into the whole, before Nivedana calls you back, collect as much fragrance, as many flowers. Nivedana, come back. But come back as a Buddha, with the same grace, with the same silence, with the same beauty. Sit down for a few moments, just recollecting where you have been, on what golden path you have moved, forward and backward, and how much of witnessing you have brought from your very life source. This witnessing has to be carried around the clock. A day certainly comes when you don't need to meditate. When Buddha remains in every circumstance present, fully radiant, all actions are his actions, you are no more. The Buddha sings, the Buddha dances, the Buddha smiles. You have become just a passage for the Buddha. That day is not far away. It can happen any moment. Be prepared. It is not a practice. It is simply creating the right moment for the spring to come and bring all that is possible to your potentiality. Thousands of flowers,
Manisa?
Yes, Bhagwan.